Hola, ¿cómo estás? Me llamo T.
And, oh, I'm not speaking Spanish. Yo.
Hoy es.
Hey, T.
Hi.
Had a friend from afar.
Hi.
We are recording this podcast via Zoom, y'all.
Cause it's Rona times, y'all.
Rona times.
It's the quarantine version. We hope y'all are staying home.
Yeah, stay your ass home. All the way home. Like, I still have people thinking it's a curfew.
Huh? Yeah.
I have people still thinking it's a curfew. I'm over here drinking tea, y'all. Tea's tending to her child, so I muted her right now. Oh, this is all going in, not editing, not a damn thing. But yeah, y'all, stay home. This is not, it's not a curfew. 8 p.m. last Monday, everybody was supposed to be home. And stay home, unless you were going to get essential items. And tea's back.
Hey, y'all, you know.
All I saw was yeah.
He wanted to say hi.
Aw.
But hey, I'm just like man. No, because you'll make it so that we have to edit and
we're not editing shit.
Editing is not, not sure. Well, it's not the force is not real over here.
Nah. So
much better editor, but it's too time consuming.
It's very time consuming. That's why those last two episodes have not gone out.
There no, we have recorded episodes. Stuff.
We have recorded y'all. We do not want to think that we left y'all hanging. We have two episodes, one from Galentine's, and one after that.
When the world was still open?
When the world was still open. I think we'll drop those. We'll drop those through these times to
just
help
so
our listeners.
We can reminisce. So mm-hmm. How many of y'all, once the world opens up, is getting a divorce? Let's talk about it. We're breaking up.
Can we do some updates?
What
has happened since the last time you were outside? What was the last thing you did?
Outside. I was in Baltimore with your ass.
Oh, that's right.
At the place.
Oh yeah, we got a crab boil bag thingy.
Yep. And that's when the Caucasian boy who would he say he's from Africa? Or Grenada.
Well, he was black.
No, at Union.
Oh.
The bartender.
Dawson. Last time we recorded.
Yes.
Was Union. Yes. Okay. Wow. Wow. That feels like that was, years ago.
That was my last time outside, y'all. That was last time I wore a bra.
That was what? Like March?
It was the beginning of March.
We've been teleworking since March. I've been teleworking since March 16th. So right before that.
Yeah. Because wow. the weekend before teleworking started, I had my child. I worked from home that Thursday and Friday, as I would normally do. Mm-hmm. Saturday, they said that they were going to have us, they were going to close the office or whatever. Or they presented the option that we could work fully remote. So I said that Saturday I went and grabbed my stuff, and I've been in this house ever since. So great.
Damn.
So updates. I'm just trying to stay sane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't even want to say I'm talking to anybody right now because
you got Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is questionable. Like I don't even really know if I like his ass for real. Like I like him.
Tell the people about Brooklyn. How you meet Brooklyn? How long y'all been talking?
All right, y'all. So I met Brooklyn at the worst time possible, okay? I met him literally the week before the world closed, I think. Mm-hmm. Or like the weekend before the world closed. And I met him on a dating app. Like, I meet all of my bays. Mm-hmm. Can't even say it with a straight face. Yeah, so he's 7 years older than me, mm-hmm. has one child. He's from Brooklyn, hence his nickname. He's a little fine little chocolate thing. You know, he's tall. He doesn't have, like, a amazing body, but hell, I don't either. Corona got me all the way fucked up. But we were, you know, we were having a conversation. Our first date was actually supposed to be the Thursday of the first week of, like, working from home and stuff, but that didn't happen. Yeah, because mm-hmm. that's when, like, restaurants and stuff started closing earlier. So we've done a couple, like, he's team Android, so we've done a couple video chats via WhatsApp and mm-hmm. some happy hours, but as I predicted... We had a virtual date. It was cute, but, like, I just can't get with the virtual shit. I need some in-person. I need to feel you.
Oh, gosh.
I need the touch of a man.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I do, so I'm just like, meh. So at this point, the conversation has kind of dried out because it's like, what'd you do today? Stay alive. Like, what did you do?
Right. There's only so much you can talk about. But there's also a lot that you could talk about, I think.
There is. And as I told you this morning, I've tried. But when you give me blanket answers or you can't answer simple questions, you can't even entertain me, I'm uninterested. And I told him this. I said, I don't know how long it's going to last because I get bored real easily. Right. And he was like, and it's not so much that you have to jump through hoops and entertain me, but it's like, if I'm trying to make the conversation as interesting as possible, I need you to meet me halfway. You can't, men, notice to all men out there, stop calling.
PSA.
PSA announcement. Stop calling women that you were just dating. Like, you're not official. Y'all ain't been together for some years just to breathe on the phone. Okay? Like, if you just want to hear their voice, say that. Hey, I just want to hear your voice. How you doing? Okay, bye. But don't linger. And, don't do that. I already don't like talking on the phone. Like, I really only like, and any friends that listen to this, like, girl, you a damn lie. My friends, I like talking on the phone. Ever since my divorce relationships, I'm just like, just have something to say. Because even in my marriage, if I had nothing to talk about, okay, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you at home.
Right.
Whatever. So those are my updates. I'm staying alive. And I've had my child for 3 weeks now.
Oh, God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Three weeks straight, y'all.
I'm looking forward to Sunday.
I'm hoping his wonderful father will take him back on Wednesday. I really am. I'm gonna text him sometime this week and be like, hey, so how do you feel about picking up your child on Wednesday? He really misses you.
Right. I mean, yeah, put the ball in his court partially, but also say, you know, I need a break. This is real.
If I say I need a break, he's gonna be like, well, you can always have him go. Mm-hmm. And that's just gonna piss me off. So I don't know. I need to come up with me. You and I can talk offline on the appropriate text to send. Okay. To not. I'm not trying to get myself upset. But
like, understood.
This needs a break.
Understood.
Even if it's just a couple days, like, I just need to not hear mm-hmm. anything.
I just need silence. Well, I'm not gonna complain then. I'm not a fan of their dad. But we have done very well with switching off, so they go back to him on Sunday. My updates, you know, I'm talking to all the men's. I got all the men's.
Literally.
What's his name?
Baby names. No, you gotta go all the way back.
What am I going back to?
You need to talk about Shamrock.
Oh, shit. So, similar to T, I started talking to this guy maybe a little bit before outside closed. And I'm a person of the flesh. So yeah, we did the thing. We did the thing.
Y'all, and the flesh was weak.
The flesh was weak, but the flesh was good. It was good.
Hallelujah.
I may have gone over the top a little bit in the first one. We took a shower together. kind of happened. But it was a good happening. I don't really have much to say about that. I mean, okay. he's also from Brooklyn. He's Jamaican.
You want to talk about the dental situation?
Yeah, so y'all, so when we were talking, we met on the app. We talked on the app for a little bit, and then we talked on the phone. And then we FaceTimed. And I noticed that, like, in his pictures, like, he didn't smile with his teeth. He didn't smile at all in any of his pictures. But he had, like, a smile in his eyes type of situation.
He was smizing.
Yeah, he was smizing. Okay. And then I noticed in FaceTime, I really just could not see, like, his top front that great. And I was like, you know what? I think he's missing a tooth. And I think it's in the front. It's like one of the two front teeth. And
one of the really important ones.
My speculation was correct. But he moves his mouth in a way, and I could tell that he's like self-conscious about it, just in how he holds his mouth. He doesn't hold his mouth in an odd way. It was just more so like I could tell that he tries to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
We never still have talked about the tooth. I actually talked to him earlier today.
You got to figure out the story behind that.
Right, and I'm trying to do that nicely. Well, not even nicely. Trying to, like, ask in some form of fashion that doesn't seem embarrassing for him.
Maybe you should make up a lie. Like, yo, you want to, like, two truths and a lie or something like that? And, like, one of your, like, you can just make up all lies. And then you could be like, oh, I got a fake tooth. Or, like, make up a story. And then see if that prompts him to talk about his dental situation.
I doubt it. This man, he when we talked about his childhood, I sound like a therapist when I said that. We talked about his childhood, and it's not something that he likes to talk about, because he grew up very poor in Jamaica and then was raised in Grenada. And then, like, came back to the States when he was 16 or so. 16.
Is he a citizen? 18. Does he have a citizenship?
I didn't ask all those questions.
Oh.
I'm guessing that he is or does or whatever. I don't know. But, yeah. And apparently I was in a relationship with him and didn't even know it, according to him.
He's doing a really shitty job.
He was like, yeah, you know, because he got mad because I didn't call him. I said, like, when we talked the other day, and I said, well, I called you that one week. You didn't respond back. You didn't text back. So I left it alone. I'm not going to keep, you know, calling you. You're not responding. He was like, something about, yeah, you know, you my girl. And I'm like, I'm nobody's girl. I'm very single.
My girl.
I'm like, I'm very single.
Oh, he's going to bypass me?
I'm not. Calm down. I'm very single, and no, I'm not your girl. So he got mad. I was like, oh, well, we had sex. Yes. It was very great sex, mind you. But
people need to understand that whole we're in a relationship thing, that is a conversation. And it doesn't have to be a deep conversation. It can be as simple as like, okay, so are we making this official, like you my dude, you my girl, like we go together.
And ain't enough time passed by. Everybody's probably like, but Desiree, you slept with him. Shut. Fuck.
I mean, like when you gotta itch sometimes, you gotta scratch it.
Just because you see somebody sleep with somebody doesn't mean that you're with him or her.
No, who said that?
I think that's what he believes, honestly.
Ooh, child. He might need, okay. So
I'm like, no. It's like, so then even earlier today, he's like, yeah, because he's like, I can't see my girl. He said, oh, I mean, my friend, if we're just friends, I can't be 6 feet away from you. Nigga.
Girl, you could be, but okay, so I don't want to hear you complain because you could be in a relationship right now. Right now. You could be in a relationship. You got a boyfriend.
Shut the fuck up.
You got a boyfriend.
No.
Oh, y'all, so I don't know if this made it to a podcast, but clearly Elle lost the bet. So I was the winner of a dollar and 50 cents, which I balled out on, okay?
On what?
Girl, I don't know.
A Slim Jim? Because that's what it costs. That's what costs $1.50.
Maybe that or a French fry. I don't know.
And who was after Jamrock? James Jr. Shout out to our friend James. Hey, James.
Hey, James.
But James Jr., I didn't give him that nickname. T gave him that nickname because I showed her a picture. And she said, oh, he looks like James. I didn't see it, but there you go, James. You got a nickname.
It might be the facial hair.
Maybe. But that was going very well. Conversation was going very well. I actually met him after, like, right when we got shut down, like, a couple days before we got shut down. And conversation was going good. We did not have, like, an appropriate conversation. We talked about all types of things. We had a virtual date where we played Never Have I Ever as a drinking game. We had a ball. I was enjoying my conversation with said person. Then, boom, found out his birthday. Not for his birth chart reasons, but his birthday is also the ex's birthday, which is interesting. Interesting within itself. Mm. Cancers.
Abort mission.
Which is like, it explained why the conversation was going so well, because their dad and I, we had a good chemistry, good connection. Mm-hmm. Made sense. Then, last week or so, he kind of just fell off the face of the earth?
Yeah.
And so he texted me yesterday, because it took like a couple days for him to get his bearings together. I guess whoever the last person he slept with called him and said that they were pregnant. So, I was like, oh. Actually, I will read exactly.
Ooh, a quotable.
I will read exactly what it says, because I was just like, oh.
I want to know how long he was with the person, because you told me it sounded like it was a one-night stand, so you just coming up raw in people.
I don't know if it was a one-night stand or not. Like I said, his last relationship was, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
So the person that he got pregnant is not that person. It wasn't that person. Mm. So Saturday, I texted him because it had been a few weeks, like it'd been like 2.5, almost 3 weeks that we were talking, and then all of a sudden I didn't hear from him. I think I had called him the day before, he didn't answer. I didn't call him the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. So then, like, either the next day or the day after, I think I let a day go by, and I was like, that's weird. So then I texted him Saturday, because you already know how we feel about ghosting. And while I did not meet this person, we met virtually. And I felt like, damn, like, we kind of, you know, was starting to build something a little bit, at least this little tiny friendship. You know, what's going on? So I texted him Saturday. I said, hey, don't want to assume that you're ghosting, but hope you're well. If so, thanks for the combo. I said, if so, meaning if you are ghosting, thanks for the combo. But, you know, you could say something. That's what prompted that. So he responded a couple hours later. He said, hey, sorry, just not here mentally, was hit with news. So I'm just sitting, taking time to myself, avoiding everyone at all costs, to be honest. I said, sorry to hear. I'm here if you ever need to talk. We'll give you your space. He said, I will hit you up when I kick this funk. I said, okay. That was Saturday. Then yesterday, which was Wednesday, he texts me. So I don't want to keep you wondering, but the last week, last week I was hit up about a pregnancy test, which I'm still in shock because I don't know if it's true, mine, or what. But long story short, that's what it was. His text is all messed up. With all that's going on, a doctor appointment is next month, so I'm still not sure. I said, hey, oh wow, I hope you get your desired outcome. He said, I'm not sure what that is at this point. I said, understandable. It's a lot to take in for sure. He said, yeah, and this wasn't my longtime ex either, which is even more to take in. I said, thanks for telling me, though. He said, I mean, you should know. I'm no shady person.
That's appreciated. Next.
I already told you, T's like, next. I'm just like, I'm because we're quarantined, y'all, and we don't know how long this is going to last. Everybody, I'm just entertaining. Nobody's real to me right now. Baby James Jr. is a figment of my imagination.
Girl, whatever. He's not real. Until he bring that baby over, you got to, like, got any Similac? Your team still works? Girl, bye.
He also lives in Virginia, so, like, near West Virginia line. So, he's a good way to say. Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you that?
No. Girl, yeah. Goodbye. Good day.
That's why I said I'm not even, like, stressed about it.
Oh, I've been like, bro, don't even worry about it. Bye.
I'm not stressed about it. Like, if he texts me, I'm going to answer just because I don't have any adult interaction.
Hello.
I'm talking about in person, girl. So it's just like, and especially male interaction. So yeah, if somebody hit me up, I'm a text back. Hey, you free? You want to talk? Sure. Hell yeah, I'm a talk. So yeah, what happened? T, where you at? Where'd you go?
Texting Brooklyn. He just video chatted me.
Oh, he's not important. Who else is there? So Jamrock, Baby James. That's about it. I talked to some weirdo today. His app conversation was good, but his voice is not.
Ooh.
I was scared. Because it was very, like, it was, like, medium to high-pitched. And ew. I thought is he short? Was... I don't know, girl. But it made me not interested in him anymore.
I will say the voice is a big thing. I mean,
I was like, hey, how you doing?
Ew. Ew. Oh, that's so gross. It made my skin crawl. I'd be like, why are you so gentle? Oh, no.
You should get some rest.
Oh, are you gonna sing an R&B song?
I was like, when he called, I was like, hello, hey, what's up? Because he texted me, hey, I'm about to call you. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, hello, hey, what's up? Hey, Desiree.
Oh!
I was like, oh.
I hung up. Fuck. Wrong number. Abort mission.
Hey, Elle. I keep saying my fucking name. How you doing?
You did?
Yeah.
Girl, you're not editing this.
Well, it's not fair for them to know my name and not yours.
Well, do better. Wait, maybe can we do a thing where you just insert like a beep, like you just bleep it out, and that way you don't have to cut anything.
I don't know how that goes.
Well, shit, you Google everything else.
I'm no sound engineer, bitch. Okay, the fuck. Trial and fucking error. Anywho, but yeah, I don't know what to call him. Scary Bay. I was like, oh yeah, I probably won't answer his phone calls anymore.
A voice.
But he had very important. Good app like, let me read you these questions that he asked me.
Yeah, so I can steal some. Let's see.
So where are you? Okay. I was like kind of shocked. He said, hey, Elle, how was your day? He said, mine was productive. What are you looking for on here? The first guy to ever ask me that on these apps.
Okay.
I said, something long-term, serious, you? He said, same here. I'm looking for something serious, stable, and long-term. What's your idea of a healthy relationship?
Ooh.
Right. Then, so he describes his. He said, I'm looking for a relationship that challenges me to be an even better person, someone to have fun with, like travel or eat ice cream on a hot day, a best friend whom we click well together, and commit to supporting the other 100%. He said, do you think you are a good communicator?
What section did he take that from?
Do you think dating is a difficult process? And then what else? And then he asked the last question He said, he asked, what's your ideal first date? And then we like talked like for a couple more days and then we exchanged numbers.
What do you want? Send me a picture.
Okay. He's not my type really.
Hold folks. I will assess this man's look in a second.
His aesthetic. It's not always about looks with me.
How are you supposed to have sex with somebody if you're not attracted to them?
It's not always about that either.
So you're not having sex with nobody?
I'm having sex with myself right now.
Well, I mean...
Let me tell y'all.
When the world opens back up?
Pause and put a pin in it. So let me tell y'all how when this shit popped off.
Oh, he's cute.
Exactly. Not what I expected with his voice.
Why
though.
Is his voice so high, though?
I'm not sure. So I, you know, was pleasuring myself.
Oh, wow.
I was finished, and I threw the vibrator in the drawer.
You said, I did such a good job.
And I literally threw it in the drawer. So I have, my bed is how it is and has drawers above in the headboard. So I have a sex drawer. So I opened the drawer, threw it in, and it bounced off the box of condoms, which I normally don't put the whole box of condoms. I usually take the condoms out and throw the box out. But no, shit wants to bounce off like a basketball and land behind the drawer. Now, when I got this bed, I have been trying to pull out the drawer to see if I could, like, you know, pull it all the way out, and I could never do it. So I was contemplating breaking the drawer to get the damn vibrator.
Y'all, she was about to smash the drawer with the hammer.
But T was egging me on. Y'all, she was encouraging me to do that. And she's like, oh, well, let me watch you do it. So I got the hammer about to get ready to break this shit. Mind you, I was so mad. And it had been a few days, y'all. So I was, like, fiending a little bit. And I was like, damn, I need some. So I ended up breaking down and buying a new vibrator from AdamandEve.com. The vibrator comes in the mail, and the same day that it comes in the mail, why I pull the drawer out, y'all? I wasted $25.
No, now you got two. Do they look
different?
I haven't
even used that joint yet. I think okay, I well, try it. Time.
Try it out.
You Old Faithful. Faithful, get it done.
Look, in these Rona times, it could be like you having sex with a new nigga. So that could just be like your Saturday day. Like only on Saturdays you use this one. And
I never thought of it like that.
Maybe yeah, it's like a new guy.
When the boys leave, I'll
try it out.
I'll try it out.
Come back and tell the people.
How it goes.
Yeah, let us know. We want to know. And you can give him a name. I don't like Timothy or something.
No, purple's my favorite color. But it's
okay, then call him Prince. Rest in peace.
I'm not naming my vibrator after Prince.
Why?
R.I.P. though.
He's a great artist, great entertainer. He's a legend. That might make the vibrator legendary.
Yeah, shut up, yo.
Okay.
But this person, I don't know what to call him. His voice does not match his face.
We'll call him Squeaks.
And he lives in Philly. So. Okay.
Call him Squeaks. Squeaks.
Squeaks. Well, Squeaks mm-hmm. wasn't hitting it over the phone.
He, you know what, though? He's cute, but he's got nice lips, but he looked like, he kind of, the more I stare at his picture, he looked like his voice could potentially be soft. Like, he might have, like, a lisp or something, too.
Oh, God. No offense to anybody with a lisp.
Oh, yeah. Lisp are cool. Sure.
I don't know, y'all. So there are people in the mix that I'm talking to. Nobody's real to me. These hoes ain't loyal, so neither am I. And
here I am trying to be, because like I realized, and if y'all have listened long enough, you heard the roster episode, and I was like, juggle 10 niggas at a time. But that's also, I've also kind of transitioned into wanting a relationship, and I've just learned, for me, you're not going to get a whole lot of attention if I'm juggling, and I'm not going to take the time to really get to know you, so we're not going to move forward is basically the gist. Like, we're not going to move forward to a relationship because I gotta give out so much of myself to 9 other dudes. It's just, and not physically, y'all, but just like time and attention. This one guy, Brooklyn, I barely want to deal with that sometimes. And I think it's just because of the Rona. And I just really would like to have sex or something with him. Is that thing?
I mean, I think after, when outside opens back up, I think you should have sex with him.
I wouldn't.
But what if, so what if?
He wants to come over the moment I don't have my little person.
Yeah,
but no. I'm just like,
he's Rona. Gonna have to wear like a hazmat suit or something.
Well, no, I'm just gonna act like I always have my child because.
Oh yeah, he won't know.
He won't know, and I'm not. That's just not like, and I don't know if I told you this or my cousin. I can't remember who, but I was like, I don't want first meeting to be at my place or his place. I don't care what you or I plan to make it seem like a real true date. I just don't want that. Like, I want to go out. Mm-hmm. And meet you outside, because I still don't know you.
Right.
So, But yeah, I've told him this many times before. I'm scared to meet him, because I'm just like, what if we don't vibe? And he's like, I think we will, like, because the physicals are. I'm like, you right about that, you know? The physical attraction is popping.
But you don't want it just to be physical. Like, you ever met somebody when it's like, you know, it's just physical, and then, like, you just kind of scurrying through to get to the physical part? Or maybe that's just me because I'm a hoe.
I can't say that I've ever done that.
You are a wholesome woman, honey. You go right ahead.
But you know, I'm late to the party. But he's like the first guy that I've talked to who is as close to like my physical type. With the exception of one person, but they don't count.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, which brings us to the reason why we chose to record this evening. I asked T a very funny, interesting question, since we are both quarantined alone.
I got my dog.
Dated.
Not alone.
Whatever.
In my cow. Out
of everyone that you've dated, who would you want to be quarantined with?
You know what? Can I choose someone I haven't dated?
No.
Oh.
Cool. Okay. What were you about to say?
Honestly, you know what? I would probably actually choose. First of all, I'm trying to think of who I dated, and it's like date, like physically, like met in person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so probably Ref Bay.
Okay.
And only reason is because he still has to go to work, so that's a loophole. He wouldn't be here all the time. That or. Actually, Chipmunk? I wouldn't want to sleep with him.
Non-ejaculation man?
I wouldn't want to sleep with him.
Okay. No, but you have to including sleep, like, that's inclusive, because you're going to be fucking if you're quarantined.
Who said that? Not after really the chicken game? Not after that? Not that dick. Nope. Don't even want to try it out again.
You're quarantined with someone that you used to date. Who would it be that you would not mind fucking, and their company?
Okay, so I guess Ref Bay. And then I'm gonna do it because I'm gonna go against the rules. You or Superman, but I don't have to have sex with both of y'all.
Or do you?
Oh, God.
Take that how you want. Okay. Well, I would be quarantined with you too. I don't know.
Girl, I already know who you be quarantined with.
Who?
A tattoo guy. You a lie. You a lie. You a lie. Elle, tell people what you did today. You a lie. You a lie.
Damn, you telling all my secrets.
What?
Damn,
yeah. These are our friends. Secrets don't make friends. We got like 17 listeners. We know them all. Hey.
So, no, I told T, you know, I go through these bouts. It doesn't happen often, and he's not always the person that I check up on. Actually, I haven't looked at his stuff in a very long time. I have several Instagram pages. So I, you know, went on his page. Well, the way I told T was, girl, guess who working that shouldn't be working?
She
could
not
guess.
I was like,
she could not guess for nothing. And I was like, you're a tattoo guy. And she's like, so how did we get here? I was like, you know, I go through my bouts where, you know, I have some people that I check on. I don't contact these people. It's just me being nosy because I'm nosy. And that's it. So, whatchamacallit? Comeback kid. I don't check on him at all, but he follows one of my pages, and I posted.
Stop saying one of your pages. You sound like a fucking creeper.
I have a business page.
I know. Identify, because it just sounds like you just got multiple.
My food blog page.
L pages. So like some are business, some are pleasure, but.
Only two are pleasure, and the other two are business.
Okay.
So.
You have a third page. Blog. You have our Instagram page.
That includes that.
Oh.
He follows my food blog page, and he liked my quarantine meal when I made soup in the Instant Pot. And I was like, I really looked at the like, really?
You know what you should do? You should like cook a meal, right? And you should be like, oh, Elle eats like quarantine edition, not for fuck boys at comeback kid, like whatever his handle is. At his ass. I bet he won't like shit no more. A little bit. So who would you quarantine with out of I say tattoo guy, but let me know who you
Always the shitty ones. Fuck. I haven't dated anybody worthwhile. That's horrible. Yeah. Unfortunately, probably comeback kid or tattoo guy.
Which one?
Comeback kid because of the we had really, really, really good conversation. And
being Aries?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, you should have known.
I never dated Aries before.
Girl. I swear to God, the only Aries man I will ever love in my life is my grandfather. May he rest in peace.
That's Aries.
Nah, what? When would I have to have sex? Somebody count back 9 months from, from what is that? Late
March, April.
Yeah, late March to mid April. When would I'd have to have been fucking in like September?
I'm the birth work on. I don't know.
No. November.
Oh, see.
Nope, that's not right.
That's not like July.
July.
Yeah, like
July. Yeah. July.
June, July.
Well, ain't nobody having sex in the summertime.
And tattoo guy, I never had sex with him, and I don't know if I would because he had a baby penis. And I don't know how much.
See, you can't, no, Elle, you can't do this because one minute you was trying to defend the man. When the man came back.
I never defended his dick size.
You did. You were like, well, it's not technically a baby penis.
I mean, it wasn't a baby. It's not my pinky. That's a baby.
So what finger? Which finger? I got 10 of them.
Maybe like the middle.
Oh. No. This? No.
I mean, he had thickness, but he had a cone head, remember?
Oh, God. Y'all, what kind of, what type of penis head do y'all like? I like a helmet. A nigga with a
big dick. I wish y'all could see her eyes roll back to the back of her head.
So, Brooklyn, y'all, let me tell you. So, Brooklyn, I asked him, I think we were doing a happy hour and I drank a little too much. And I was like, what's your penis head look like? He said, I said, is it a cone or a helmet? He said, a helmet. I said, oh, for real. And then, like, he kind of panned the camera down, and that, he had pants on. He was fully clothed. But that print, though. Because I haven't found the perfect one.
I thought you did. It didn't last long. DJ.
Oh, see, he was a really bad kisser, and then the way in which he ate me out was like a shark chomping,
like a shark.
He still hits me from time to time. He'll send me stuff on WhatsApp. I don't know if he's like, I don't know what the intention is there. But he will never ever get up in this. Okay. And I will say, like, the actual act of the sex was good. Mm-hmm. But the foreplay, ooh, child.
He dated white women, right? And you thought that he had sex with you a certain way because he wasn't used to a black woman?
Yeah, so I'm trying to think back. Yes, and I think that's also probably why he ate coochie the way he did. And then even, because he, okay, this is so TMI, but he's, since being single, he's the only other guy whose ding-a-ling was in my mouth. Ew. But even the way that went down, like, the way, because he was like, oh, next time I want to see you do it. Like, he was like, I want to, not technique. He wasn't critiquing my technique, but position. Like, he wanted to be standing up, and I guess me, like, hanging off the bed, like, with my head, like, upside down.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh.
And then, okay. Him, you know, so.
You wanted to fuck your mouth.
Yeah, and then he was just describing, and I was just like, okay, like I'm with it, but in my head I'm like, it's not gonna happen again because, but the moment I saw his joint, I was like, it's a helmet. He didn't have to say nothing. I was just like, like that video.
Shut the fuck up. I knew he was going to say that. Whatever, yo.
Yeah, so. Yeah, mm-mm. until I see, I just can't do a coney one. Like, it's just like.
Girl, I sucked that cone like it was. I think I shocked him. Like, damn, I got a little penis and she's sucking the shit out of it. I think that's what he was thinking of.
Oh, God. So he's got a small dick and it's a cone?
Yeah.
It was a cone. That's like two strikes.
He ate pussy like a fucking...
He has to, because he knows that you probably aren't going to feel him when he puts it inside. Well, he probably was a candidate for...
He had a whole baby the first month that he was doing his ex.
She's probably stupid.
That's probably why she was. Never mind. That's not nice to say, Desiree.
Oh, I already know you're going. You evil. Oh, child. I already know what you're about to say. Sips imaginary tea.
Mm. What am I about to say?
I might pour a glass of wine.
I had wine for the first time in like a week yesterday. I finished my pineapple.
Oh, I mean, I have a glass of something, but I really want to get up. I'm fasting right now, so I can't eat. I'm doing a 16-hour fast.
The fuck?
Because, y'all, anybody else getting fast because of the Rona?
Fast.
You said what?
The world about to end and you trying to fast?
Bitch, because when I meet Jesus, I want to be snatched. Okay? I don't want him to be like, girl, what happened? Like, the Rona Lord. I know one thing. If the world's going to end, God needs to send me a real good dick just one last time. Just one last time. Oh, that is an update. Y'all, I slept with Ref Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that did happen. Did we talk about
that? No.
Well, him and I, we had been texting. We've always texted, even though I, like, broke things off with him. We still kept in contact. And we met up at a bar for drinks one night. And I was like, dang, you're looking kind of good. And then, you know, he was cold to me in the beginning. And I was just like, okay. But by the end of the night, the way he was rubbing on my shoulders, I said, sir, okay. So then, shoulders, girl. So then I think that weekend, I think it was like a whole cycle went by as far as when I don't have my child or went by. And then my next free weekend, I think he came over on a Sunday. Yeah. Was that President's Day?
It might have been.
I think it was President's Day. Whatever. He came over on a Sunday. And the first round was not that great, but the second was good. But I haven't seen him since, because then I started talking to Brooklyn. And
the world got shut down.
The world got shut down, which I'm so happy about, because then I'd have to figure out how to navigate both these numbers. Because I don't want to break things off yet with Ref Bay, because I jumped the gun too soon last time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that.
Are you having meaningful conversations, though, with him still? Or is it just like a check-in conversation?
I mean, they're more so check-ins, but he's been calling me out of my shit. You know me.
I would too.
I just curve the question.
Let's ask the people. So, you know, I've called T out on her shit a few times because I feel the way that she thinks about certain things is a little skewed. So, you know, Brooklyn had called her out on like not calling him, and she's like, well, I make time for you, so that should be enough.
That sounds so elitist.
Exactly. When you talk, when you say it, I'm like, well, fuck you too, bitch. Like, damn. And I was like, well, T, to be honest, if I was him, I wouldn't, like, if I were him and I'm pursuing you and I'm noticing that I'm always reaching out, I would stop calling you.
He's had some nights where he hasn't called me, but I think I'm so unbothered by it. It's not gonna get him the. And I think he noticed that. Like, dang, she don't even flinch. It's not gonna get the reaction. But it's not so much. Okay, me saying I make time does sound horrible, but as I've explained it, I think it's more of like a an insecurity for me. Insecurity slash a level of vulnerability that I'm just not ready. Maybe when we meet in person, I just can't. Because so
Ref? Like, do you call Ref Bay?
We've never talked on the phone. He doesn't like talking on the phone. Oh, perfect. Guys. I mean,
that works for you, but yeah.
Yeah. And even Zodiac Bay, I never called him.
But did he call you?
I think a lot of this stems from, yes, my past relationship, but that need, can we cut this out, whatever. The need for me to feel like the person that I'm talking to is more interested in me than vice versa. Because I did it the other way and that shit hurt. And I can't. I'm in therapy, y'all, so we'll work through this, but
yes. Not well, you said it, I was like, jeez.
It's just not a thing right now, but that's where it stems from, because I've, in the in the past when I felt like I'm always the one reaching out, then it doesn't turn out good. Because that's what it was with X, with Teacher Bay. That's what that eventually turned into. Mm. So then I was just like, well, fuck it. Which is why I think I need a situation that really starts as a friendship. Mm-hmm. Where we see, where we feel like friends. I don't feel like friends with Brooklyn. Because, like, I don't have a problem calling Superman. Well, Sarah and I haven't talked in months, but Sarah, I didn't have a problem
doing
that.
You're not dating those people. You're not pursuing those people in relationship.
I know. That's why I need the friendship feels with, like, we still want to fuck each other feels.
Okay.
Okay, I can see you. So, what was that face for?
That's an offline conversation.
Oh, no. Yeah, we might as well talk about it with the people. Using code names, of course.
I can't. I'm not going to do that to you.
Tell me with your eyes.
I don't tell your business, ma'am.
Girl, I didn't tell no secret business.
Yes, you did.
Girl, that wasn't that big of a deal. Oh, girl, I know.
Exactly. I know. Oh, my goodness. Anywho.
I just love.
What are you snacking on? What are your quarantine snacks? Your top five quarantine snacks.
Vegetables, lemon water, coffee, air.
Lies.
Okay, so prior to me realizing how fat I've gotten, it was, girl, all the Oreos, okay? They had these four Oreos, these little cookies that I like to get from from Aldi. They look like Oreos, but they have, like, the white, the vanilla, and the chocolate, mm-hmm. and it's a mixed pack. Girl, what else? Sausage. Grilled cheese, just all the shit that I should not be eating, and that's where the 6 pounds came from. That looks like 20 pounds. I look like I've gained 20 pounds, but it's only 6 pounds.
My scale says I've lost weight, but I feel I actually, like, the last 2 days was the first couple days I felt like my inches had gone into, but that could be because I stopped my alcohol intake. Although I just had like this much wine yesterday. I don't snack, surprisingly. The snacks that I have are for my children. The other snacks that I do have, like, they have Pop Tarts. I love Pop Tarts, haven't touched them.
Girl, I've been fucking Pop Tarts up. That's Pop Tarts.
You know what my vice is right now? Because I did my grocery order from Wegmans, I got like 4 boxes of cereal. So I've got like Wegmans brand Honey Bunches of Oat type thing. I love that. I'm so old.
I tell you, you're elderly all the time.
But like, I like dried fruit. So I have like a package of dried mango that I've been snacking on, but I usually eat like one every couple days. Like, I can't snack. I don't know why. My mom gets on me all the time when she's here. Like, she likes, I still have popcorn that she left in here because she loves popcorn. The youngest likes popcorn. So I'm just like, y'all can have it. I don't snack. You know what my advice was in the beginning, though? Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream is really good. I don't keep ice cream here, but when I don't have my child, I really don't have snacks because I do like to snack. Mm-hmm. I like, sour cream and onion chips. Let me tell you how me and my child killed in one weekend 2 bags of sour cream and onion chips, like disrespectfully killed the bag. Like, who wants this? Girl, it was so good.
Salt and vinegar is my vice, but I haven't had it. Salt and vinegar with, salt and vinegar and shortbread cookies. I have to crave it. I know. You're looking at me weird. It's fine. I don't care.
Are you playing Woody?
No, my phone is like, you can't see it, but my phone is, everything's sideways. It's not straight. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
I don't know why it's like that.
What's the most annoying thing about social media for you right now? I'm going to tell you your top 3 things.
or top things, whatever. It doesn't have to be a number.
Be completely honest. While I love videos, getting kind of tired of the Don't Rush challenge.
Girl, I'm tired of all the challenges.
Number two, the fear mongering. So, like, I haven't watched, this is the first time, maybe like yesterday, we didn't turn the TV on at all, except for to watch Scooby-Doo 2 movie. But we didn't watch TV at all yesterday. The boys weren't on their tablets at all yesterday. So yeah, the fear mongering, like the whole, I don't know, survival of the fittest people. Like, you don't know how to fish. How do you think you could survive? How you talking about 5G, but you know. still, you know, I followed the whole tips and the whole tips. people that be doing the most, like, oh, you talking about 5G, but you still drinking Henny at night, or you know, I don't know. Oh. So the TikTok challenges, some of the videos are cute. I just watch them on mute. That, the fear mongering, and what else? That's about it. Otherwise, social media has been very helpful in my business, which I'll get to in a second. But yeah.
I hate everything. I hate every challenge. See a shot, take a shot. See push up, do push up. See a dog, lick a dog. Don't rush. The flip, the sweat. Like, every challenge that has come out or that will come out, I hate it. I hate it. Fucking hate it. I hate all the people with the posts that are like, essentially, like, if you're not using this time to come up with the new skill. Because, I get it. I fully get it. Like, be productive, but not everybody. Some people are really good in times like this at being productive. Other people are just trying to not go crazy. So let people have their process. I go in between. Some days I'm like, I'm going to be productive. Some days I'm like, I just need to figure out how to stay alive because I'm going crazy. Challenges that, and yeah, all of just everything about the coronavirus, like this bitch COVID-19. Oh, and you know what actually else I hate? All these damn celebrities going live. Y'all motherfuckers are so bored. Like, I appreciate it, but then it's annoying because it's like you're only doing this because there's nothing else for you to do.
When in going reality, live and doing nothing, or going live and
like, some people are being good about it, and they're like inviting other people on and like other celebrity friends on, and like talking about projects and stuff. Like, I think Reese Witherspoon did one with Kerry Washington. They were talking about their show. Oh, yeah, like that was good. NeNe Leakes did one, and I actually watched it on YouTube, where she was just talking to Tamar, and it was like two girlfriends, and so like they weren't talking business or anything. They were just like literally kind of like you and I, like, just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And so that was fun. But, and like, some people have been getting on like cooking, so some of them are good, but I personally just feel like, I don't know, you could make time to still do that in your day-to-day.
True.
Then again, I don't know their struggle, and this could be their survival method, so let me shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I have appreciated some of the lives, like the people that are actually doing things, like John Legend, I think, was one of the first to do an IG live concert, and then like when quarantine first started, Anthony Hamilton, I was getting my whole life cooking dinner and having him on my speaker, like, serenading to me in his living room with his shoes off. I was just really feeling it. DJ Nice, you know, his DJ parties have been dope. Erykah Badu, she was doing too much for me because it was like a scavenger hunt. You need to like go to this site and then go to this site and then go to this app and then type this code, and it was just too much. Like, girl, just saying.
Yeah, like, I heard that she was she charged because
it was
she
a
had
dollar a it was a dollar.
Uh-oh. Because she had to pay her band. And I'm just like, okay.
It was a dollar. I would have paid a dollar. But no, I wouldn't have did all that other shit, though. I would have paid a dollar. Let me cash app, Venmo, whatever. I wonder how you want this dollar. But yeah, I'll have to look back at Reese or Carrie's IG, because have you started watching Little Fires Everywhere?
No, because I like I only have Hulu on my phone. Right. No, I have it. It's just on my phone, but I don't like watching it on my phone.
Girl,
like
so not good.
A whole series.
It is so good.
Well, allegedly Hulu's coming to Xfinity. So,
oh, okay. I'm on my aunt's account. I'm on everybody's account. I'm on my mom's Netflix. I'm on my aunt's Hulu.
I'm on a coworker's Hulu.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I only have it for a year, though, unless I, yeah, never mind. Reach out and be like, hey.
I like what you said, though, about, like, you know, the whole, like, coming out with a skill or whatever. Because, like you, I've been in and out. I've had my moments of anxiety and depression. But, like, this past couple weeks, I have been very productive. Past week or so, I've been productive. Got a part-time job.
Yeah, I feel like you always doing stuff.
And when they're not here, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. I just work, and then that's it. I just be chilling.
I feel like you're always doing stuff. I know for me, like when well, I don't know what it's like for my. I only have that brief moment where my child wasn't here and I worked, but I found myself being. Like not knowing when to stop working when I was myself, which is bad, which is why I would never, if I had my own business where I was fully remote, I would go somewhere else outside of my home, which makes me regret not getting the 2-bedroom with a loft unit, because then it would be like upstairs and I would, you know, feel really separated. But I think that's why y'all, I went for a run. I don't know if I said that. Did I say that I went for a run? I went for a run this morning, y'all. I downloaded the Nike Run Club app or whatever it's called, or Nike Training, whatever. And I did like a beginner's first run. So it was only 20 minutes. But y'all, I am not a runner. I hate running. It's the dumbest thing ever. But I did it because, like I said, a bitch is getting fluffy. And I'm not trying to come out of the Rona 20 pounds heavier, like having to buy new clothes. No, not doing that. I haven't even worn a pair of jeans. I need to try my jeans on and be like, where are we at?
Yeah, so I post like that, just trying your jeans every couple days and make sure you still either maintaining or losing or something like that.
Yeah, because these leggings will have you believing. It's fine. You good. You good. Go ahead and get yourself another cookie.
Yeah, I have on the pants. Actually, the pants I have on now or the pants that I wore when I was in postpartum recovery at the hospital after I had the oldest. They're okay. So comfortable.
I have on my leggings that have bullet holes in the side.
Okay.
On
purpose bullet holes, or they came like that, bullet holes?
Nah, they're old. I don't know what happened, but it looked like somebody ate up the side of my... And it's on the side of my butt, and I don't care.
Okay.
Like, when's the last time? Question for y'all. When's the last time y'all wore underwear? I haven't put on a pair of drawers in probably about 2.5 weeks.
I put on drawers the other day, but I just washed all my underwear. I know this is helping me to get my house in order. That's what I will share with you all. So I'm starting a little garden. So I don't know if people realize... You know, well, some stores are starting to not sell non-essential items, and apparently seeds are considered a non-essential item. Someone posted that their cousin got pulled over by the police and fined $1,000 here in Maryland because they were getting stuff in their garden, and the police said it was an essential item. Fuck that. That is an essential item. Because if
was this after stores the run out, time?
It's not, well, yeah, after the stay-at-home, yeah, because I think... Well, no, like a couple of days ago, they said that people were stopping selling non-essential items. I would think that gardening stuff would be essential because you're growing your own food. But I don't know.
You know what? I just feel like, first of all, how the fuck, okay, let's just talk about this. Are you going to find somebody during Rona times who potentially might not have no job? So you're going to add to their amounting bills. You know, we all supposed to get these little measly peasly stimulus checks from the government.
Which is just an advance from your 2020 tax refund.
Yeah. So you allegedly you're supposed to get this.
And so again, we're just borrowing money. So we're robbing Peter to pay Paul's. This country, that's what, well, that's not what built this country, but you know what I'm trying to say. And so then you're going to say, hey, person who potentially might not be working due to COVID-19 and you might be struggling to pay your rent and figure out how you're supposed to feed your family, let me add $1,000 bill.
Right.
Because you're out here getting something that I don't deem as non-essential. The fuck? I hate this.
It's crazy. So I showed tea earlier, my sprouted onion. I'll be doing that to celery and potatoes and something else. And garlic.
I could probably get plant stuff from the dollar store.
Sure, I don't know.
Garden. I'm going there tomorrow. So wait, should I not be? I got questions.
What are you trying to get?
I have a list of stuff that I want to get between the dollar store, the grocery store, and then the two things I want to get from Trader Joe's. So like somebody.
Can any of these things be delivered to your home?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Something to consider. Like, I haven't been to the stores in like 3 weeks, maybe longer.
I just like getting out of my. I don't know how you stayed in the house this long.
I go outside. I just don't go.
I need to get away from this area, even if it's around the corner.
Oh no, I'm not trying to risk it.
I
don't care. Like, cause for one, I live in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, which means a whole lot of white people, which means I'm definitely not trying to catch that Rona. I don't know what the grocery store, I know you said when you went out, Trader Joe's had like the 6 feet markers and stuff. I don't know if they've done that. I haven't been since before like the official shutdown. So yeah, I'm not trying to risk it. I went to CVS and had a nervous breakdown. The day that they announced shutdown was the day the last time I went out. That's when I got the wine, the cheese, got little stuff from the grocery store, got the nail polish? No. Yeah, I got nail polish and some other stuff, and I was supposed to go to the grocery store that day and didn't because my anxiety was too high. So,
fair. I mean,
make a list.
I have a list of stuff that I need to get. I think because I'm only planning to go to everything that's within the grocery store next door, Trader Joe's around the corner, and then
Dollar store
is where Target is. Like it's all within y'all can't see me, but it's all within
the circle. Big circle.
Yeah, essentially the circle that I live in. So I just can't, like, I've been trying to, you know, go for walks, and this is true insanity, because at least, like, I know that for the most part, when I get up and go to work, my day is going to be different. My interactions are going to be different. People are going to have different stories to tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to be different. But, and like, my commute will be different. My commute's never the same. But literally, I've had some days where every single day is the same. Mm-hmm. And it's driving me batshit. Like, it's just making me angry. Like, I don't have patience. My poor child.
No, I understand. That's why, I don't want to leave. That's why I go on my little walks where I get really good sun on my patio. Like, so I'll just stand out there, sit out there with my lawn chairs or whatever. The boys have plenty of grass to just like run. Nobody comes over here. There's no kids over here, so it's fine. Like, I'll come out for like a half hour to 45 minutes and go back outside. I mean, come back inside.
That's so. The only thing I don't like about where my balcony is, because in the peak of summer when it's really hot, it would be fine because it's actually fairly shaded. Mm-hmm. But weather like this, if it's not hot. Like today, because it was so windy, I couldn't even sit outside. It was too much.
Well, I mean, see if you can get, you know, your garden items or stuff. Like, I'm excited to get my earth box and start planting.
I'm gonna look and see, because I mean that's the least I can do. Like I made some candles today.
Oh yes, tell the people.
You know, working on a little something. You know, made some candles. Oh, I'm gonna say about that. you know, start my own garden. I looked at some cross stitch stuff, so might start making clothes or some shit. Like, I don't know.
Okay, cross stitching.
I want to redo my hair.
Cereal in a little bit.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I have a little bit of honey oat. It was like oats and honey or something. It's called.
You just reminded me. I need to add cereal to my grocery list because I don't know what I was thinking. Getting this child. I got two boxes. Like, but is anybody else's kids eating them out of house at home? Like,
girl, ration. You got ration. Everything is out, but they know. Don't. You can only have one of each thing. You have two snack times. Don't ask me for nothing. I ain't doing it.
See, I ration, but then I don't know. Mom just be like, but I'm hungry.
Drink some water. That's what I tell the boys. Drink some water. Like, no, you just had a bag of chips. Why are you asking me again 30 minutes later? No.
Can we talk about one last thing? Yes, ma'am.
This online learning shit.
Oh,
let me tell you guys. So this week started online learning for good old Baltimore City Public Schools, and I hate it. I wish it was just the packets, because I only have one computer, one laptop, which is my work laptop. I do have another laptop, but it's old-ish, so it hasn't been updated, has no malware, spyware stuff. All that shit's expired. Not paying $100 to get it back on the computer. And I have two iPads. One's older, one's newer, but they don't have enough like memory and stuff on there. But you have like three different sites you want me to log into. You got Zoom, you got Blackboard, you got Google Classroom. Why don't y'all just pick one fucking platform and have these kids work on it? The youngest one has been able to, he's met with his teacher twice this week. The other one hasn't done anything. And honestly, I'm not pressuring him about it because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You can do this math packet and call it a day.
My son's school was doing packets, but I wasn't picking them up because I was just like, I got workbooks for him to work on. So, like, whatever. And, I kind of wish that they would have, same like you, would have just gone back to the packets. I had to get a loaner Chromebook laptop, whatever, for my son's school. Because I only have one laptop and it's my work laptop. And my son has a tablet, but it's just not equipped for what they're trying to do. But like you, there's Google Classroom. Then there's a link to Blackboard that has all these other links. But then the other like icons you need passcodes for, and they did sound like they sent out a sheet on how to the passcodes to use for those different things anyway. Then as I've gone through the learnings, y'all tell me how a five-year-old, right, is supposed to listen to a story, okay, that's fine, right, but then have to answer, there's questions that he has to answer, okay, with his parent, and then he has to put the answers out there. I don't know what five-year-old knows ASDFEJK, whatever the home keys are. I don't know what five-year-olds that know that.
ASDFJKL semicolon.
There you go. Thank you. I don't know what five-year-old knows that or knows how to type, but mine doesn't. So then I'm typing the answers. Then I see a thing that says, like, math practice. So I'm, like, setting him up to do that this morning. The fucking practice is for me to show me how to help him insert images and show his work for math problems in a Google Doc. Get the entire FUCK out of here. Like, what? So what are the teachers doing? Because my teachers, his teachers at his school, to my understanding, aren't conducting class.
It's dumb.
So they're just posting work. And at this rate, they're kindergarten. So just give them grade the work that they done did so far. And then just chalk it up. This is what they should do. They should cancel school, okay? Grade the work that they've done so far. And if your child was sucking, your child was okay. And then just give it, but just don't do a letter grade. Just do pass-fail. Everybody just pass-fail.
That's what Coppin did. One of my girls said that her grading changed to pass-fail. Yeah. I think a few other colleges have done that too, is pass-fail.
They need to bring it on down to elementary, middle, and high school. Give everybody pass-fail. And then just notate that you may have to re-review some stuff, and then give us stuff to kind of get them caught up. Like, give one big-ass summer packet or assign something online, and then you work at it at your own pace. At this point, it's March. School ain't going to start back up till September. So,
if that,
or it's April. Saying. Sorry, it's April. So you have at least a strong 5-6 months to work on this imaginary universal packet.
Yeah, I don't really understand why. Like, this just makes sense to me.
Rona don't want me to be married. Rona don't want me to find a dude. Rona, for the single people, Rona is a hating ass bitch. Okay.
Take this as a time for healing and spiritual growth and connection. Everybody
always say, I'm also tired of that from the internet. I'm tired of everybody's spiritual memes and saying stuff like, and I'm, you know, girl, you know, I pray, you know, but. Look, okay, we're not praying the Rona way. We can pray about it, but it's here. Because some things are logical. Some things are just logical, okay?
No, I agree with that. But I will say, like, I had to, I sent you that thing via text that I listened to on YouTube. I just really had to change my mindset because we're all in the same situation right now. Like, this is the first universal, this probably the only universal experience that we'll have in a very long time, like in our lifetime, where, hey, we were all quarantined except for the essential people. Thank you, essential people.
Thank you, essential people. We love you.
But, you know, this is a universal experience for all of us. And if we submit to our own vices and craziness. Pause a second.
What the hell is, why is your cat looking at you like he finna fight?
No, like, he's purring. He's mad because he can't lay on my chest. And
is he laying down? Because he looks like he's
pawing. He's fine. We're cool.
I thought he was about to attack you.
Uh-uh. He's cool.
Okay. Fine.
But if we submit to our own vices and craziness, we're all, well, to be honest, and this is just like me being candid, we'd all kill ourselves, to be honest. Like, and
1,000%.
You have to shift your mindset to, you know, that's why I started, like, me calling you saying, oh, my onion sprouted, because number one, that starting a garden is something I've wanted to do for a very long time, and this is giving me the opportunity to do that. So not saying, oh, be productive, but think about those things that you've always wanted to do that you didn't have enough time for to actually just do them. It could be something small, like, oh, I've been meaning to rearrange my closet. Do it. Like,
you know what I told myself I was going to do today?
What?
Organize my makeup.
Have you cleaned your brushes?
Hmm?
Okay. Baby steps.
You know what it is? Because, like, the whole, when I made the candles, that was, like, fun.
See, you did something, though. You did, something that you've been wanting to do.
I did. But I just hate. And there's so many of them. I probably have, like, 40 brushes that I need to clean. And then on top of that, like, going through and cleaning everything and wiping everything down.
I thought about you. I was,
what you think about me for, girl?
Probably on Instagram or Facebook. Or maybe it was, one of those. TikTok, it wasn't, it wasn't on TV. It was like an ad for, like, the spin brush thingy cleaner, the makeup brush cleaner.
Oh, yeah. That would be so awesome right now. Like, I was looking at my makeup brushes and I was just like, ew.
I was like, ooh. I was like, ooh, I want one. Like, does you ain't got no makeup brushes? Like, what you doing with, why are you going to buy this? Buying random shit.
You have, like, you have been buying some.
What did I buy?
That calendar board, whiteboard.
Oh, no, I needed that. That was definitely a necessity. granted, there's nothing on the calendar but people's birthdays right now and my therapy clients, but
I mean, that's something.
I wanted something because I had it at the old place, but it was like a 7-day calendar and I would write, you know, events and stuff down. But no, that was good. That was a good purchase. What else did I purchase? I got my plants, my three plants or two plants. No, I got three plants and two pots and some soil. And that's it. I've been utilizing like old plastic bottles to start my garden until I get my earth box next week.
God, you have this goddamn earth box.
Oh, it's happening. I'm gonna record a video and everything.
Huh?
I'm gonna record a video and everything. And then designing my patio. So
yeah, this is definitely prompted like, oh, this is the only outside space that I have. Let me get this shit together. Thank God you had your birthday last year. One of the activities was the wine festival because I would have never even had a chair. Like, that prompted me to buy the one little chair that I had. Yeah, if anybody has recommendations for, how you say it, a chaise outdoor lounge chair,
please. She's trying to be laid up with a glass of wine on her chaise.
So what I picture is I want a table chair combo, and I just want to be able to put my feet up, have my wine, put my little computer on my lap, and then if it's like a slight subtle breeze, I can just have like a soft
y'all can't see what I see, this wind sheet is blue.
I can just have like a nice cute little blanket over me, and then I can have my speaker also on the table playing some light soft sexy music with my little wine, and I'll have my lights twinkling like it's in the sky, and it's a whole vibe. And then I'll have like my plants around me, and then like a little rug and like a little dog bed because Bella will come out at night.
If she not barking.
I mean, if there's no people, here she'll come bark, fuck up the vibe.
Oh gosh, well, create it, be productive, start little, buy a rug, then buy a plant, then one by one, you gotta do all at once.
I mean, I don't have to rush the chair. I technically have a chair that has a cup holder, can't hold wine, but a cup, so I can just put in a regular glass.
Little by little, it'll come together. But all right, y'all. I think that's good. I think we're good.
Hey, well, we'll probably y'all stay safe
for next week or something. Maybe.
No, you called me separately about that. That's happening because now I've had my heart set on some food.
Oh, maybe when we do our dinner date. T and I have a dinner date.
Since y'all like to hear.
ASMR with a crab bag.
Ooh, girl. I know I usually like to do beer with crabs, but what wine would go good with crabs? Maybe I'll ask Brooklyn.
Girl, Google or ask him.
I'm gonna ask Brooklyn. I'm gonna call him and that'll give us something to talk about.
Okay. Well, talk to y'all later, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Stay safe.
Toodles. Stay home.
Stay home. Don't go nowhere. Bye.